You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
A new study by the Grattan Institute suggests student success at school can hinge significantly on which state or territory they call home. Researchers have studied consecutive years of NAPLAN test data and compared student progress between the various states and territories. Report author Julie Sonneman says the results provide previously unexplored insights into how location may impact student progress.
The advantage of NAPLAN is that you can actually see how students progress over time, and that means that you can therefore start to isolate out the contribution of the school to student learning much better. And that means you can actually start to look at the differences between states and territories with a much sharper lens.
The report finds Queensland is the leader in terms of student progress, while New South Wales falls short in supporting disadvantaged students. Conversely, Victoria performed well in supporting disadvantaged students, but didn't match other states in extending advantaged students. Julie Sonneman says the study reveals the Australian Capital Territory as the worst performer overall.
The most concerning pocket is in the ACT, which is quite contrary because on most achievement analysis of NAPLAN, they come out at the top. But once you take into account the student's background, they actually come out as trailing the nation average, consistently the worst, far behind other states like Tasmania or even the Northern Territory.
Ms. Sonneman says the study finds little difference in student progress between public and private education.
You might be paying for a lot to go to an independent school, and obviously that can buy a whole bunch of other things that you might want for your child around sport or music, for example. But if you're expecting the school to be adding more value in areas like literacy and numeracy, then we're not seeing that in the data.
Nationally, disadvantaged students are the ones falling furthest behind. Ms. Sonneman says the Grattan Institute factored in parental education and remoteness when determining which schools are considered disadvantaged.
Schools making the least progress of all schools across Australia are disadvantaged schools. So if we are talking about, as a nation, adopting Gonski 2.0's message of a year of growth for every child every year they're at school, then we can see those disadvantaged schools are making the least progress, and many of them are making much less than a year of progress every year.
While the Australian Education Union agrees disadvantaged students are the greatest concern nationally, it says it has reservations about other conclusions in the report. Deputy Federal President Maury Mulheron says inconsistencies in the way NAPLAN data has been collected makes it impossible to accurately assess student performance over time.
They can't make those conclusions. I mean, the NAPLAN 2018 data is essentially worthless, and no one can make any serious judgments about it because of the way the data was treated.
Mr. Mulheron says teachers are the best assessors of student progress. He recommends parents turn to them for information rather than NAPLAN reports.
The best information that a parent can receive is with a one-on-one conversation with your child's teacher. That will provide much richer and more accurate data and information on your child's progress than any mass standardised test, which is an extraordinary blunt instrument at the best of times, but in 2018 is a worthless instrument.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
sbs.com.au